His Egyptian name is Quaria Humphrey, Quaraea Humphrey. Date of birth is 7/21/1979. Date of accident 5/5/2020. Date of service is January 4, 2002. The patient arrives here for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on December 22, 2022. She has been complaining of too much pain in her neck, mid back, and lower back, up to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And there's a psychological problems. Complaints of more pain than is justifiable. Cardiovascular pain medication not helping. She's trying Dr. Mustafa, who is a chiropractor, and physical therapy. In the previous record, she was being seen by Dr. Ram Garg for neurology, and the MRI of the left and the right tendon in 2020 showed tendinopathy of the patellar tendon and MCL damage and knee effusion, and MRI of the cervical spine showed hernia disc at C3-4-4-5. MRI of LS spine showed L4-L5 disc bulge and facet joint hypertrophy. The brain MRI was negative. Again, a MRI for cervical spine 2022 showed degenerative disc disease, stratified complex, and thoracic spine MRI on 6/20 was negative. The MRI of the ankle shows plantar fasciitis, for which she is referred to a foot doctor. She has been seen at Northland Radiology since 2020. She in addition has a complaints of decreased memory, decreased thinking, decreased speech, and numbness, tingling of both hands, both legs, generalized muscle spasm, moderate to severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both and ankle. An EMG, a nerve conduction test, was done on 7/9/2020 at Northern Radiology, was found positive. Other than that, she has not had any injection treatment or any surgical treatment. The current MRIs that are available is on 6/12/2020 with lumbar spine showing lumbar disc bulge, and at MRI of thoracic spine being completely normal. The MRI of the right in 9/2003 shows patellar tendinopathy, focal chondromalacia, and MRI of the left knee shows patellar tendinopathy and minimal knee joint effusion. MRI of the right ankle shows a minimal iliotibial joint effusion. And in the left ankle, there is a plantar fasciitis and joint effusion, and bone marrow heterogeneity of the distal tibia, little aspect of the talus. MRI of the brain was completely normal, with a small 2 millimeter right middle cerebral artery aneurysm. And MRI of the brain showed negative pathology. And no other remarkable issues. The patient has been exhibiting her pain usually, and this time she has been informed she can apply for medical marijuana, and she may need to be discharged. She has had a substantial amount of physical therapy. It has been more than 2.5 years when she was injured. I have referred her to neurology, Dr. Velugubati, to identify any TBI-related issues. Neuropsych evaluation has also been ordered. Our narcotics will be reduced to schedule 3 or none at all. Today she reports her pain is in the neck and the mid-back and the right knee and right ankle, right hand, mostly right wrist, has 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. But there is no radiation pain that is required, complaint. Radio affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. According to her, there is a 0% relief. ADS that are affected are general activity, walking ability, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life. In the system review, patient has positive symptoms and difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, poor work performance, loss of memory, learning, confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a ongoing pain in the shoulder, bilaterally, neck and the lower back, along with pain in both shoulders and neck. Upper back pain, lower back pain, wrist pain, knee pain, ankle and foot pain, and difficulty swallowing, difficulty walking, sorry, not swallowing. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the stomach and blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has been worse than the last time. Her back and neck pain is sharp, achy, and lower and upper left and right knee pain, popping, and right very ache. In the last 30 days, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are narco, and substance abuse, none is reported. Patient doesn't use any marijuana, and the compliance patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 130 over 94, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is same from previous visit. Dictation number 1210044. Plan. Patient has been advised about the benefits of injection treatment for her lumbar and cervical spine and the shoulder area, and as well as for the knee. Regarding the foot and the ankle, she is referred to Dr. Horsley, who is a podiatrist. She had never seen there. She also may benefit from bilateral sacroiliac joint injection intra-articular as diagnostic and therapy. The patient has never scheduled these appointments. It appears not interested. It also appears that she is a drug-seeking behavior. And our goal is to discharge her because she has had sufficient amount of physical therapy. And no other treatment is available. She also doesn't want to have a surgical option either. And for one for them, I provided her with medication, which is Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, and 75 tablets. Xanax, 1 milligram for anxiety, 30 tablets. Referred her to neurology for issue with psychological aspect as well as for TBI. a prescription, one last prescription on Narco 7.5325, has been provided 10 tablets. Neuropsych evaluation was ordered because she tells me that she never has had a evaluation for TBI, and that has been ordered, although the symptoms are minuscule at this time. Except for lack of focus, there is no other symptom justifying TBI. The patient is exacerbating her pain symptoms, and we have discussed with her. Solution is to provide medical marijuana that we have discussed with her. Medical marijuana certification, so she can grow marijuana in her bag. She is not interested in any surgical options or injection treatments. And plan is to go and discharge her as soon as possible for physical therapy and for medical care also.